I've worked in this garden since I was like 12, and like it's been like 6 years, and just seeing it being tear up and right in front of my eyes, it's just breaks my heart.
Feng Chen, one of the gardeners crying in the Children's Magical Garden on the corner of Stanton and Norfolk on New York's Lower East Side today. This morning, instead of a sanctuary of trees and flowers, she found over half a dozen New York City police officers protecting workers tearing up the garden so a developer, Serge Hoyder, could put up a fence marking out a plot inside the garden. She was too upset, she said, to go to school. The decision by the developer caught everyone by surprise, even City Councilwoman Margaret Chin, who'd been in discussions with HPD and the developer to try and find a plot swap so they could preserve the garden. Chin said in a statement, quote, "The Children's Magical Garden is a community treasure and we want to keep it in the neighborhood. We understand that the developer has a permit to build the fence. However, such sudden action is not the best solution and nor the act of a good neighbor, especially since there have been active ongoing conversations to come to an equitable agreement. We asked the developer not to put up this fence and now we ask them to take it down," end quote. Just yesterday, children had planted a bed of flowers. Today, workmen ripped it up. But Feng Chen said it was not about what they've planted.
I put my heart and soul into everything that's in this garden. It's not about what you plant. It's not even about what's here. It's just about all the effort that people put. It's being torn up. I can't just think.
The banging sounds, while Feng spoke, were of workers putting up fence markers. The Children's Magical Garden is half a block long and the width of a regular New York tenement building. It was begun 30 years ago when the area, as one resident said, was full of rats and drugs. Martha is a long-time Lower East Side resident from Umbrella House.
This garden's been here for almost 25 years, if not longer. It started with Alfredo and Carmen Rubio. Indian people, Puerto Rican Indian, Native Indians, and then Carmen passed away and her partner moved away and they passed it on to people who believe in continue the idea of creating a garden for the children and the community. And I've been involved with the gardens now more than ever because it's critical to maintain them. I think it's very important for the future generation to have a relationship with the earth. And these little gardens are the only opportunity they have to have first-hand contact with our mother. I believe in children, and I think they are our future. So we have to invest in them to the max. You know, there's enough housing in the neighborhood. I don't think they need to take gardens to make more housing. It's just a profit thing more than, you know, the issue of housing, I think.
Today's action takes residents back not just to 30 years ago, but to the 1990s when community groups were under constant threat by the Giuliani administration to sell out the gardens to developers. After a long fight and a lawsuit filed by then Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, 200 community gardens were preserved under the Bloomberg administration. Aresh Davadi from the New York City Community Gardens Coalition says they're really hurt and saddened by the actions of the developer today.
Long term, I'm looking forward to seeing Mayor Bloomberg stepping in here, finding a swap, which they said they would absolutely accept, and also with the City Council member and Speaker Quinn, to find a way to make sure that this garden becomes permanent as soon as possible and have to remove these barriers to the community being able to take care of itself and, you know, be in harmony with nature. There's a very little nature in this neighborhood, especially south of Houston.
Aresh says that the developers have now installed their fence and it looks terrible. He said anyone who wants to help should call 311 and tell Mayor Bloomberg to move the garden from HPD jurisdiction and place it under Park's Green Thumb and offer a swap of another plot to the developer. He also said there'll be banner painting and a rally tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4pm at the garden, and they're hoping City Council member Margaret Chin will join them. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.